Blog Talk Radio.
I want to be seduced. I want a man to take me out to dinner. I like to see his eyes get moody, thinking about the thought of what flirting's gonna do. I want him to be real cool. I want him to think about getting me right into bed. Have a chat about the Magna Carta, flutter my heartstrings. Something's gone, he said. I might demur politely, but very slightly, if he tried to fondle my knee. But I'm relatively certain I'd compromise if I know me. I want to be seduced. I want a man to talk to me suggestively. I'd like to hear him say he'll be with me tomorrow morning, drinking hot jasmine tea. I want him to make me laugh. I want him to make a point of touching me when we talk, leaving all the jealous girls in the bar to mumble in their beer and gawk. You know it only happens when I'm napping, nodding in reverie. But I wouldn't mind a man who wouldn't mind seducing right from the minute that we'd been introduced. I wouldn't mind a man who wouldn't mind seducing me.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Seduction, our Wednesday special. Oh, my God, this song, I can't get it out of my head. I've been singing it for 4 days. Every time I turn around, I only sing the first line, and then I laugh at myself. But I don't know. It's like a catchy tune or something, but it definitely fits the mood for tonight. Hey, Pam, welcome to the party.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I have to agree with you that song is like a little earworm. It's very catchy. Oh.
Yes, I'm sitting here, I was like singing with it, and I said, oh my God, I kept looking at the thing saying, you better stay on mute. I wouldn't want to scare everybody off with my voice. But yeah, it's just, so I thought simplicity was in store for, or, well, was in order for tonight, let's put it that way. So
yeah, I liked it.
You know, I was surprised. I really had a good turnout from it. We had a fair amount of poems. And, of course, that always makes me smile because then we have some stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So, God, that got me all turned around. I didn't even say, I hope everyone's having a wonderful week, and I hope you have an even better week to follow. You know, I missed my line, Pam. Oh,
yeah.
God, that's... Wow. You see, I got all rattled from this whole
The thought of all that hot Wednesday night poetry.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amazing. Absolutely. Thoughts melt right on your brain.
How true. You know, and the only thing better than Wednesday night hot poetry is, you know, when we have all those carryovers for Friday, and then we have Frisky Friday.
That's right.
Yeah. Some weeks we get a twofer. We get a Wednesday and a Friday all the same week, and it's like, wow, good stuff. But with that being said, we have a nice board tonight. We have a lot of good poetry. I look forward to sharing it with everybody. And, yeah, so I don't know. But right now it's just me and you, kid. So I guess we'll, I don't know. Am I forgetting something? Oh, everybody, tonight on the After Midnight Show with Jeremy F. I'm not sure how to pronounce that correctly.
I think I heard him pronounce it F.
F? Like,
with the end. Yeah.
Like the F word.
Like the F word, yeah. Jeremy F. Like the F word. I had used to pronounce it Effie, but then one day he said his name on the show. And either I didn't hear the E at the end or he didn't say it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, tonight on Jeremy's show, Headliners Ball, he is featuring who, Pam?
Jeff 1969.
Jeff 1969 and our very own Pam Ray. So anyone looking for a great show, that would be the one. Two great poets. And Jeremy's pretty damn good, too, except for it's hard to keep his clothes on.
Oh, yeah, I know. Always having to hand him a towel.
I know. I just need my watch off now. Oh, my God, I got to stop picking on him. He'll be out here, like, beating me or something. But definitely some fun stuff. So, yeah, so I look forward to that tonight, and bet you it's a good one. You know, how could it not be? And let me see now. What else is happening? Tomorrow night we have In Our Craft and Soul and Art, correct? With Richard Weissman. Okay. God, I got to change your show for tomorrow night. And tomorrow's After Midnight show is our very own Pam Ray with Break On Through. Yep. Yep. And then we're back to good old me on Friday. Whoop-de-doo for our Subaru. But we always have good poetry.
Yep. It's
so.
A great lineup of poetry.
Absolutely. I love the open poetry on Fridays. Because I never know what way we're going to go. Sometimes roll over the board with emotions. Up, down, sideways, you know, the whole nine yards. And that kind of keeps it lively. So look forward to that. And then, of course, we have Parts In or Parts Ain't after May on Friday. So just saying, you know, I wasn't planning on doing a whole bunch of intros and ideas for this week. But I figured if I mentioned Jeremy's show, I better, like, kind of be fair to everybody else till Friday. And, yes, and Friday night I'll tell you about Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, I think so. It's probably the only plan I have. Shh, don't tell anybody. So I guess maybe we should get a little bit of something started here. So let me
get this party started.
Yeah, amen. I'm going to pull the first one, and I'm going to go. You're having way too much fun in the room. I'm going to read the first one. And this is called Seduction 101 by Kina the Brave. And this is the first time I've ever read anything of Kina's on this, like, you know, in this contest. And I kind of like it. It's pretty nice. So Seduction 101, come and touch me where you don't know I can be touched. Explore the backs of my knees that hold a secret to the woman I am. There is sweetness to be found along the palms of my hands, so caress them gently. And take me to a place like no other for pleasure, and maybe for all time. I love to be enticed by you, as you are like no other, and seduction is a beautiful thing. End poem. Woo-hoo! Nice poem. Very nice poem. Pam, what did you think of that one?
That was absolutely beautiful.
Spit it out, Pam.
Sorry, I'm just thinking. No, I was sorry. I was Googling at the same time after I listened, and because it reminded me of a quote from a poet, you know, that says something like, "Touch me in all the places that I didn't know I could be touched," or something like that. And
gotcha.
But I was hoping it would pop up right away and I'd be able to share that, because that's what the beginning line made me think of. And in fact, it's a, it's a beautiful, absolutely beautiful beginning line. And, yeah, I have seen Tina work before, and I really like it. But, yeah, this is the first time I think I've seen them on The Art of Seduction, which is really cool. So I like the beginning part. I really like this all the way through. And I like that with the second stanza, they went with, explore the backs of my knees that hold a secret to the woman I am. You know, the backs of the knees are a very sensitive area, you know, and can be highly erotic to be kissed. But you don't really see too many people going for that. And so I think it's a wonderful thing that they went for, she went for a different part of the body than you usually think of when looking at exploring a woman. And so beautifully written all the way through and very well done.
Absolutely. Yeah, I really liked this piece. I thought it was kind of delicate. It was a lovely work. I liked reading it. You know, it had just enough. It was very suggestive in not how do I want to say it? It wasn't a, like a passionate suggestion. It was a very subtle suggestion, you know, touching on very light symbolisms, I guess. I don't know. I don't know exactly how I want to word what I'm saying, but I think it was just beautifully done, and I really enjoyed it. So I must say. So thank you, Tina the Brave. That was wonderful. Now listen, we have two callers. So I'm going to pick up Lou Wild Dove. Hello, Lou. Welcome to
the show. Hello, Phil, and hello, Pam. I'm excited to be here. It's Wednesday.
Yes. It's good to have you on a Wednesday. And now listen, we also have Gray Eyes. Oh, Gray Eyes.
Welcome hey, Gray.
Hi, Julian. Hi, Bill. Hi, Pam. Happy hump day, everybody.
Happy hump day. What's she giggling about?
It's going good. Thanks. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Did you hear the last poem I read? Well, the first poem I read?
I didn't.
Okay. Louie, did you happen to hear it?
I heard some of it, and I read it. I thought, you know, the thing with the people's bodies is that they only focus on certain things. But they forget about the other sensual places that give you the shivers and make you jump. And, you know, I thought this was beautiful. I thought it was sweet. I loved the especially that stanza you read. There is sweetness to be found along the palms of my hands, so caress them gently. When somebody opens your hands and they look at the lines in your hands, and they trace them, and they trace your fingertips. You know, when we do it, it's sensitive, but not as sensitive if somebody else does it.
Right, absolutely. No, I really did. I thought this was just really, really lovely and just delicate in nature and so nicely done. So, yes. Okay, so I guess I think I could, everybody. Unless we have four more on the line. Nope, just the four of us. That's more than enough. Four now. I like it. Okay. Now, I have one from Miss Pam Ray. I keep saying that to see if she pops out of the mirror. But it hasn't happened yet. Okay. This one is by, excuse me. This poem is by Blue Leader One.
All right. And this is I Want You to Have All the Feels by Blue Leader One. Just the tip, only for a bit, to see how it feels. I want you to have all the feels. I know you're nervous. You feel that you don't know me. I'm not going to con you, but look, I don't know you either. In the end, what is there to know unless you're paranoid? I'm here, you're here, we're here. Don't be afraid, I'll only break your heart, or you'll break mine. but we'll live. There are only so many chances in life to make a connection. This is it. Don't walk away. I'll lay my cards on the table. You want to know what I want? I want to be adored. So adore me. Adore me. Now, what do you want? I'm home.
Huh. Nice read, Pam. Nice read. Lou, you want to start us off on this one?
Who?
Lou, you.
Oh.
I thought maybe I thought I was muted for a second. I just didn't, maybe
it's my headset. I love the way Pam read this. She took it nice and slow. But this is a poem of energies impacting on the site where, you know, of course you're going to feel nervous because you don't know each other, but what do you, you know, those energies that are just there, that connection you feel an attraction towards somebody. And, you know, but then she goes and says that she doesn't want them, you know, I don't want you to walk away. She's afraid, you know, hoping. You're always hoping that person's not going to break your heart, whether you know them 5 minutes or 5 seconds or you know them 20 years. You know, and so she went a little deeper there. And, you know, she said she wants to be adored or loved. And, you know, and then, of course, every man likes to be asked, what do you want? So excellent poem, excellent read, Pam.
Mm-hmm. And Gray, how about you, hon?
Well, the power, you did a wonderful read on it, Pam. But, you know, the power of attraction is palpable in this poem. You can feel her pull to him and his pull to her. And I just thought it was wonderfully written. Excellent poem.
Nice. Nice. Nice comments. Pam, what you got to say?
Well, I thought this was a really nice write, especially in the third stanza where it talks about, you know, not wanting them to be afraid or, you know, not wanting to break their heart or to have theirs broken, and talks about, you know, trust. I really like the lines, I lay my cards on the table. You want to know what I want? I want to be adored. So adore me, adore me. Wonderful lines there and very well done.
Right. Yeah, I thought this was a great poem. I thought it was straight and to the point. It was very direct in conversation. You know, and I kind of liked it from here to the very end. There are only so many chances in life to make a connection. This is it. Don't walk away. I'll lay my cards on the table. You want to know what I want? I want to be adored. So adore me. Adore me. Now, what do you want? I just thought it was really well done. I mean, you know, I mean, it's just kind of, I'm going to put it all out here and like, let's be real, you know. It might not work, but this is where I stand at this moment in time. So just a great job. So thank you for sharing with us. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hey, we got another caller. So let me give this a Hello, 623. Who's calling, please?
Oh, this is Cannibal.
Hey,
hi, Cannibal. What's up?
Oh, not too much. Not too much. You going to be here for a little while?
Wait, what's that?
Are you
going to hang out for a while?
I can't. I really can't stay long. Yeah, I really can't stay long.
Okay. Okie doke. You got time for two poems in front of yours? Maybe. If not, that's fine,
yeah,
too.
Can...
I just need to know.
No, I don't want to just do mine. I'll stick around at least one more, yeah.
Awesome, sorry. Okay. So for my next magic trick. That's one of my... Leo, I'm going to put this one up for you. So here we go. This is by 6 p.m.
Okay. Lip service by 6 p.m. A mind eye traced the lines of his body, each muscle like poetry, sculpted for me to read. Took my fingertips and followed double braille of his cheeks, mounted his lap, and traced the horizon of his smile with my own lips. End poem. Ooh-wee.
Nice read, though. Nice read. Greg, you want to start us off on this one?
Well, that was a beautiful read, Lou, and the poem is deeply seductive and engaging. You know, you can picture this as it happens, which is a wonderful thing to be able to do, to put that into your imagery. So just a beautiful write about, you know, two people connecting by the lap.
Why are you laughing? Oh, man.
Wednesday.
I know. Now after I read this poem, I don't feel so bad. I had to call Phil and tell her, oops, I did it again.
If you wrote for Wednesday and didn't get in trouble, I would be amazed. I would think something was wrong. See?
I tried.
All right.
I tried, but it's Pam's fault. She's rubbing off on me.
Oh, don't go blaming me.
Oh, God. Actually, yeah, this is a wonderful poem. Pam, do you want to comment?
Oh, absolutely. This is beautiful all the way through. I love the way it's shaped, and it's hard to separate the parts, but I have to say my absolute favorites are each muscle like poetry sculpted for me to read, and the horizon, trace the horizon of his smile with my own lips. Those are just beautiful lines that, you know, transfer the idea of the ache of desire. So very well done.
Yeah. Oh, so good, so good. Okay, Lou, you want to go next?
Yes. What I loved about this poem is it looks like a lot of us were on the same thought train today. And what I liked about this is that, you know, she used poetry as the way that she scribed her lover, you know, and, you know, she said it just to touch the fingertips, you know, like I was saying, it's when you touch somebody else, the way they feel and how they feel on your fingertips, that stubble braille of his cheeks. I thought that was a fantastic image. And I will stop there so in case somebody else wants to comment.
Well, I got to say, I love this piece. I really did. It was a wonderful, wonderful brevity, wonderful imagery. You know, I could start with the very first word and end with the very last word for me to quote my favorite lines. But I like this. Took my fingertips and followed stubble braille of his cheek, mounted his lap and traced the horizon of his smile with my own lips. It's just gorgeous. I mean, the first stanza is beautiful. Mm-hmm. The second stanza is equally as beautiful. And it's really wonderful. So see, Lou, I gave you a brevity, but I gave you a good one.
That's okay.
Oh, God, Pam's confused. Pam, you're up to no good. Oh, and Cannibal. How about you? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
What, do you want to comment on this piece?
I thought that, no, it's totally fine. I thought the stubbed braille was particularly smart. It's like once you've been around somebody for a while, to follow the stubbed braille, like, you know, this image of reading somebody's face with your fingers as if you're blind, it's so nice. I mean, that's just a really slick piece, and I'd like to work into something of my own, so.
Great comment. Neat one. That was a nice one to be up near the top of the list. Okay, and Gray, how about you? You're going to read this next one for me?
Sure, absolutely. Let me just get there. One second. Then
you didn't say no. I have to hurt you. I can't hurt you.
This is by Bookworm Dave 227 called Standing in the Shadows. Her smile was from across the room. Ruby red dress, veined eyes, lips that called me to her. A gentle muse whose song was being played. Maybe it was a yacht rock classic. But her finger called me with her smile. As we danced, we talked about her life away from controlling parents. I was home from Philmont only 3 days. Parents were either controlling or hands off. They were permissive, but with boundaries. What was I thinking as she wrapped her arms around me? This is how love should feel after facing rejection senior year. The reddish chestnut flowed down like a waterfall. Her cheery wit and smile. I wanted to know more as we asked each other, truth or dare. The dare would come later after asking to go steady. Sex was, of course, on my mind, but like a plan, it had to be done with care. Wanting her to want me was always on my mind. Even as I look back at her, knowing we did love one another, sex was making love to her, not an act of savagery. So long ago, fond memories of us, not sure why we said goodbye, but it was the end, as quick as a December sunset. End poem.
Nice read, Gray, nice read.
Mm-hmm.
Hannibal, you want to kick us off on this?
Yeah, sure. It might be just the right in the middle of the poem, the word senior year, but I immediately just think of high school, like, you know, when I was trying to pick up a girl. So it's very much got that feel to it, I think. But I don't think that's necessarily an appropriate way to look at it, considering not active savagery. I mean, you're not talking about in high school. That's not the type of language you're going to go for, because in high school you're just like whatever you can get, however you can get it, you know, so.
Raging hormones.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with that. Pam, how about you, hon?
Well, I like how this has a nostalgic feel about young love. And the presentation is like, you know, looking back at what once was. So it has a very bittersweet feel to it. I liked the part about I wanted to know more as we asked each other truth or dare. The dare would come later after asking to go steady. So wonderful lines and very well done.
Nice job. Nice, Pam. Nice. Do you have...
You know, what I really enjoyed about this poem, like Pam brought out, it was nostalgic. You know, when you go back in time and you remember something, you know, you're not always remembering things. Something has to kick it in, a prompt, a poem, a quote. And then those old memories that you've carried, you know, you go back and look at them. And what I liked about this, he said he had gotten out of high school and his heart was broken. So he said he just got out of Philmont, which I don't know. There's a place in New Mexico, but I don't know if he was in the military or in college. But what I liked about this is that, it was unexpected. He wasn't expecting to get involved with somebody, and I don't think she was either. But there is that first-time connection where you see somebody and you just know that's the one. And, of course, you know, like he said, he fell in love with her. He fell in love with the way she spoke, the way she danced. She loved her smile and her cheery wit. And you know what? When somebody's got a cheery wit, they're so much fun, and it's easy to fall in love with them. And, you know, and of course, you know, he says he doesn't know why it ended, but, you know, it's a beautiful memory. And he painted it beautifully.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, Lee, I agree. Okay, now, that brings me to you, right, Gray?
Yep.
No, I didn't start.
Yes, it does. But no, I thought it was a wonderful poem. You know, it had the memory back to it, you know, sharing that beautiful memory and expressing it wonderfully. And, you know, it was very engaging throughout the poem, you know, kind of endearing as you can picture all this as it happens. So long ago, fond memories of us, not sure why we said goodbye, but it was the end as quick as the December sunset. So it's a fantastic poem.
Yeah. Yep. What everybody said, I have to agree with everybody for sure. I thought this was a great piece, a gentle look back at a love long past, and a wonderful memories revisited. It was just a sweet poem, you know, a thoughtful poem, you know. And, yeah, I can relate to that I don't know why we parted kind of thing. You know, I think most of us can relate a little bit to that. Just wonderful. Okay. And with that being said, hey, Frank. And everybody's in a rare form tonight. I love it. Okay. I have one for you. And if you do not mind. Cannibal Utopia.
Oh, all right. I need to start off with a caveat here. I tried for seductive and ended up with a romantic, so. What's
okay.
In store next season? Summer's giving way to fall. Leaves are changing color, slowly turning over. I lay amongst the cool pile, inspect maturing hues. The light of the branch, bright green leaves of spring get my brief attention. Young and fresh, a scent I remember but no longer inspect. It's the slow and steady study of intertwined roots planted one next to the other to which I am now drawn. The grafting of two into one, understanding how to grow together. In my own spring, I couldn't understand the winter, rushed from one bud to another, sticking my fingers in the sap. Saw a lack of petals, barren of leaf tree as only signs of hibernation, not knowing the continued growth happened out of view. But the fall calls to me as summer never did, with deeper knowledge shared as to how to make a giggle shiver through our branches and wonder for the first time what's in store next season.
Excellent read. Excellent poem. Pam, I'm going to have you check us off.
Absolutely. First of all, wonderful read there, Cannibal. I'm glad you could call in to read your own poem. I really liked the imagery of it. What I like is, to me, the main idea is that this is a love of two people who will grow through the different seasons of life together. And there's an excitement in knowing, of both knowing and not knowing of what's ahead. You know, you have a person that you can be consistently yourself with, but at the same time, you feel both of you can offer something new to each other. I really like the lithe branch, bright green leaves of spring, get my brief attention, young and fresh, a scent I remember but no longer inspect. And then it's the slow and steady study of intertwined roots planted one next to the other to which I am now drawn, the grafting of two into one, understanding how to grow together. There's a real sensuality to this, right? But there's also a real depth in how important it is to truly get to know each other on a deeper level. So beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely. I agree with you, Pam. And Lou, how about you, hon?
I think this is a beautiful poem, Cannibal, and my first time to get to hear you read. So you have a fantastic voice for reading, and I hope you continue to call in. what I liked about was when you mentioned the first stanza, summer is giving way to fall, leaves are changing color, slowly turning over, I lay amongst the pile inspecting maturing hues. You know, there's a sense of growth here where you feel like you're changing and you're starting to mature and you really find out what you want in your life. But what I loved was that last stanza, but the fall calls to me as summer never did, the deeper knowledge shared as how to make a giggle shiver through our branches and wonder for the first time what's in store for next season. Where you've paired together and there's nothing like I touched on in the previous poem, there's nothing like somebody that has the ability to make you laugh. And I really loved your imagery here about the shivering through our branches, because when you make you know sometimes you don't mean to be funny, sometimes you do, but when that person you love reacts and you know I their eyes sparkle, and when they look at you there's a mirror reflection of your eyes sparkling back because of the reaction, and that's from getting to know somebody, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to joke with each other without getting mad. That is actually a wonderful, wonderful skill in a relationship.
Nice. Nice comment, Lydia. And Gray, how about you?
You did a fantastic read on that cannibal. And, you know, I like the poem, everything about it. You know, it has that earthly, natural feel to it of growth and exploration. Not only with yourself, but with the one that you love. And the grafting of the roots was very romantic in my mind. So beautifully done.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, that brings me to me. And me says, wow, this is a gorgeous piece. I found it really stunning. I loved your parallel mm-hmm. between nature and the seasons of love between two people. I love how you you showed that, and it wasn't like super like in your face obvious. It was beautifully subtle how you brought it together. Greg just quoted that about the roots. I'm all over in this poem because it's just so many beautiful lines and pieces, and the image is incredible. It really is. I read this the first time. It's the first day when you put it up, and I was like, "Ooh, this is nice. I really, really, really like it." The intertwined roots. It's the slow and steady study of intertwined roots planted one next to the other, to which I am now drawn. The grafting of two into one, understanding how to grow together. You know, that's the maturity of a relationship. You know, and where you want mm-hmm. it to go, and how to make that happen. And I absolutely love this piece. I really did. So I want to thank you for calling in and reading it for us, because I felt that you really did it justice by you reading it yourself and putting your emphasis where, you know, you wanted it to be, instead of leaving it up to someone like, well, could have been me, and that would have been scary. But but a great piece, and I really loved it. So thank you. Oh, my God. Yeah, excellent, excellent work.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Very, very much. Okay. I'm going to find a piece from Miss Pam. What should I have her read? Oh, Pam, you read one already, didn't you?
At some point, yes.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. I remember now. Yeah, a little senile. Yeah, can't help it. Okay, I'm going to put this piece up. And this is by Weaver of Dreams. Thank you, Cannibal, for sharing and joining us for a while. It's good to have you aboard. Feel free to call anytime. Okay, have a great night. I know, I'm typing instead of doing what I'm supposed to do. I know my faults, right? Okay, here we go. Okay, this is The Cord That Binds by Weaver of Dreams. And I have an audio for this one, so let me find it. There we go.
Speak to me, my love. I extol your throaty, raspy tone, your husky voice, combined with the sensual words you use, strip me of any control. You are my world. I feel sharp fingernails digging into my silken skin. I am marked, branded, yours alone until all time ends. I have no interest in being bound, but still I allow it. Never before have I subjugated myself to anyone. You're different. Your aroma excites and enslaves me. With your body, your imagination, I am transported. I shiver. My desire for your touch leaves me needy. Next, there is a blindfold, which reduces my senses, heightens my awareness. I feel the air move as you do. I will not beg, but as your hands brush my body lightly, I clench my teeth to stifle a moan, pull against the cord. Then you untie me, carry me to bed. I give you all of me.
Woo-hoo!
Wow.
Woo! Yeah,
there
you go. What a wonderful poem. Okay, I think I start with you, Luya, if I remember correctly.
Wow. By the end of this show, I'm going to have to go find some oxygen or something. This is gorgeous.
Oh, my God.
This was, you know, the imagery of an independent woman that doesn't want to be controlled by somebody or anybody in any form. And I really like both her independence in this relationship and how she, you know, this person that she's met, her love, you know, she starts falling in love with him. You know, and I really like the ending stanza of the blindfold, which reduces my sentence, heightens my awareness. I feel the air move as you do. I could just feel all the hair on her neck and her body just, you know, like goose pimples, just to feel that somebody's moving around you. And I like where she says, I will not beg. But as your hands brush my body lightly, I clench my teeth to stifle a moan, pull against the coil. Then you untie me, carry me to bed. I give you all of me, the surrender, and just the seduction. And, you know, this was just sexy, sexy central.
Oh, right up my keyboard. Gray, how about you, hon?
Yeah, she did a beautiful job reading this. And the poem is deeply seductive, sensual, engaging, erotic, and deeply compelling as well. You know, you can feel her desire to let herself go freely to this man, which is a beautiful thing. So excellent write, excellent read.
Great comment, Gray. And how about you, Pam?
Oh, this was beautiful and seductive all the way through. I really think that Weaver has a wonderful voice for reading, but especially for reading sensual poetry. And this is wonderful all the way through. And I really like that second stanza. With your body, your imagination, I am transported. I shiver. My desire for your touch leaves me needy. You know, there's nothing like a man who has a good imagination. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. I have to say, you know, I really like this piece a lot. I thought it was an awesome piece. finding someone that creates the security necessary for you to submit, beautifully penned and sexy. And I'm with Pam. That second stanza was really the one that, hit all the notes from my comment there. You know, I have no interest in being bound, but still, I allow it. Never before have I subjugated myself to anyone. You're different. Your aroma excites and enslaves me. With your body, your imagination, I am transported. I shiver. My desire for your touch leaves me needy. Just, you know, I mean, this is great. And, yeah, Weaver can read a passionate or sexy piece, as well as she can a real, horror piece. So there must be some kind of cross there, like a thin line maybe. But she does it well. So that was great. Thank you very much for the sound set. Okay, what the heck? Everybody's up to no good tonight. I got to check out the room and see who's misbehaving. I really like it. I like it.
I saw that Pam got a request.
She got a request?
Yes, they're asking to see, they're asking her to say, muy caliente.
Come on, Pam, I want to hear it.
Yeah, well, I want you to hear me say that in my Wisconsin accent. It just doesn't work.
Oh, my God. I don't know. It's a silly place we have here tonight. Okay, I'll tell you what, Pam. I'm going to go ahead and put your piece up. Frank?
All right, well, that's to cool down the room a bit. this was fun to write. This is Thoughts of Seduction, and it goes like this. I'm thinking of seduction. These thoughts all start with you, even with your clothes still on, your one seductive view. I'm undressing you in my mind with a tease that pleases slow, hoping to translate the heat that I already know. I want to seduce you with my eyes, a glance I turn your way, a look that speaks volumes without words getting in the way. I want to wear a little black dress that caresses the right places to show you when it comes to curves, I'm holding back no aces. I want to paint my parted lips a deep and sultry shade of sin, bend over to pick something up and flash a knowing grin. I want to unbutton my top button and perhaps a second one, knowing that with every peek, we both will come undone. I want my hands and mouth to seduce a glass of bourbon and bite my lips to send to you thoughts of more than flirting. Honey, I want to tell you that you're a fine and sexy man. I want to inch a little closer and whisper all my plans. A plan that starts with me and you covered in whipped cream and ends with the kind of moves that makes you shiver, sigh, and scream. I want to whisper in your ear a night of kinky games to play, and if you're feeling up to it, will play into the rising of the day. I want to suck and lick a popsicle to show you what I would do if I could get a hard, firm grip on a sturdy man like you. And then...
Why, Pam, I didn't know. You're a hot toddy. Okay, well, all right. You know, there's nothing when you desire somebody, and I really like this stanza. I want to seduce you with my eyes. A glance, I turn your way. A look that speaks volumes without wording getting in the way. It's everything is in the eyes. I also like the you opening your blouse. And I also like... I would practically have to quote every stanza in here. The seduction of the bourbon, and then a plan that, that ending stanza, I'm going to let somebody else take it. Maybe Phil or Gray, because I like that stanza. But I also like this one, a plan that starts with me and you covered in whipped cream and ends with the kind of moves that make you shiver, sigh, and scream.
Woo!
Yeah. Good stuff. That's some good stuff.
There's not a bad line in there, is it, Lou? Nope.
No.
And Gray, how about you, hon?
My God, Pam, my knees buckled and I was sitting down, so I don't know what happened there. amazing visceral imagery, and you could feel the passion burning throughout the right. So beautiful, beautiful job, Pam. Very descriptive and engaging.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh. Pam, you said you were going to blow the atmosphere. I don't know about that. I don't know. You just put it differently, that's all. I think each one has really had its own little scenario built in, and each one built upon the last one, and I think that that's what made it so awesome because, you know, each stanza got a little bit more and a little bit more. And then when you got down to the end, well, oh, boy, I want to suck and lick a popsicle and show you what I would do if I could get on a sturdy figure. Like, you know, I mean, really, you know, like I said, each one just got better and better. And really, the intensity built up to the end, and I think you did a great job with it. Absolutely. Excellent.
Thank Excellent. You, Phil.
Uh-huh. You got it, girl. Now I have to finish typing because I couldn't type and talk at the same time. Anyway, that was great. Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. Now, let me see. I'm going to try and do this where I get back and forth a little bit. Okay, we'll go back to that one. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to do the one by Gerald Green and put that up. And this is called Seduction by Gerald E. Green. Okay, and I have an audio, so let me hit that button.
Seduction, written and read by Gerald Green. Come close, too close to me, so I can sense your heat and feel your breath upon my cheek. Allow your hand to rest upon my waiting arm, waiting for the signal lovers give. Let your feet obey your heart and make your way to where I bide alone. Look in my direction, see the invitation in my eyes, sense the bond about to form. Notice how I stand alone, as if awaiting someone dear, ready for endorphin's sweet embrace. In this noisy room, I want to hear your whisper. Come close, too close, and speak.
Nice audio, Gerald. Okay. Gray, you want to start us off on this one?
Sure. He did a wonderful read on this with his SoundCloud. But, you know, I like it. It's engaging. You can picture all this as he says it. And, you know, you're right there with him as he begins to bond with this woman. And I thought it was just a fascinating poem. Wonderfully expressed.
Mm-hmm. Nice comment, Gray. Nice comment. And Pam, that brings me to you.
Yeah, this is a beautiful write. I thought it had a delicate sensuality. I really like, I have to say, the stanzas, the last couple ones. Notice how I stand alone as if waiting someone dear, ready for endorphin sweet embrace. In this noisy room, I want to hear your whisper. I like how there's that idea of in a busy room of only wanting to be focused on that one person. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. And Lou, you?
know, I thought this was, for me it was like listening and talking his mind where he's hoping that his energy will attract that the person that he's close to. And I found this so beautiful, like he says, allow your hand to rest upon my waiting arm, waiting for the signal lovers give. And the need to be bound to somebody and wanting to look in your direction. You know, he says, notice how I stand alone, as if waiting someone dear, ready for endorphin sweet embrace. So, you know, she's hoping that she noticed that he's standing there watching her and that he's going to read his body language and his eyes, the things that he can't verbally say but hopes to express with his body and eyes. And I hope that he got the girl, because this is just gorgeous.
Absolutely. Nice comments, everybody. I have to say, you know, the image here reminds me of someone, I don't know what it is, but they remind me of two kids sitting there, two people sitting in a library. And she's whispering to him because she can't be loud here in the library. So I don't know what it is about the image that takes me there, but I think he did a nice job. I really do. I think that it was nicely penned. And, I love these lines. Come close, too close to me, so I can sense your heat and feel your breath upon my cheek. Allow your hand to rest upon my waiting arm, waiting for the signal lovers give. I thought that was really nice. And I want to thank Gerald for sharing with us all. Nice work. Nice work. Okay. Let me see what I have. My next one. Oh, I have a Louis piece next. Uh-oh. Look out.
Oh, boy. Okay, I listened to that song, and that just where my muse went. And since he hasn't been around lately, I was glad he was so happy to write for this contest.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay. All righty. Coctil Venoso by Luyu Wildas. Entangled in moonlight's creamy, naughty whispered musing. Stained callous hands tangled in ebony moist limbs. Layers of kissing noise, orchestrated, vibrating moans. Pressing, caressing midnight silhouette, seducing foreplay in my mind, eyes poetry. Rogando. Ay, tócame. Tócame. Exhaling pitch tracings. Moaning, breathing, bass oscillations. Hunting pills, steamy streams. Hungry. Famished, curves kneading. Pinned passions consume. Each fingertip dipped in yearning darkness. Lip glisten. Tracing musky taste, straddling, throbbing, raised snake, thighs coil, squeeze you, restless, ferocity's hips rock, pumping flower folds, swelling her drenched hooded cave, midnight's dampened starry shades, color wash closed lids, tattooing, inky, breathless patterns, smiling, my captive, pounding injection, stinging, slapping, strike, injecting massive doses of creamy venom, emptying each shuddering, burning penetration, licking fingers, rubbing our lips and both of our venomous cocktail, abrázame, inyectame otra vez. In poem.
What is that? Go leave. <you. laughs> Holy macaroni. Gray, would you like to kick us off on this one?
Well, you kept cutting out when on your read, so if you could just go ahead and just read that one more time, that would be fabulous.
Yeah. Which part did you miss from?
So, you know, your poem is extremely visceral and naughty, and you're in trouble with somebody, that's for sure. but, no, this is beautiful. I mean, the language is steamy and erotic. The imagery is hypnotizing, engaging, and very seductive. So just a beautiful poem, Leah, and a wonderful read.
Thank you, Craig.
I don't know, Lou. I think the cold sex will roll straight up to your house, more, I'll tell you. Incredible. Pam, how about you, honey?
Well, that was definitely muy caliente. And, this is beautiful all the way through. It brings the heat. The imagery and metaphors are brilliant. I really like lips glisten, tracking musky taste, straddling, throbbing, raised snake thighs, coil, squeeze you, breathless, and pounding injection, stinging, slapping strikes. You know, I mean, there's just so much, you know, movement in this poetry, and it's just coming at you hard and fast. So absolutely an excellent sentry right and very well done.
Thanks, Pam.
Absolutely.
Like, wow. Wowzers. You need a couple more rolling R's in there, though, Lou. Like, that's always great. incredible. Definitely gorgeous work. Definitely hot as hell. Sexy. Lots of wonderful imagery throughout. And it was just, you know, it was definitely a Louie piece, and I liked it. It was very well done, as always. But you're so damn devilish. Oh, my goodness. Gray, would you like to comment on this piece?
No, I need to hear her read it again, actually, though.
Well, Lou, could you help him out later and read it for him again? I'm going to do it myself.
Sure thing.
Thank you. Okay, you heard that, everybody. She promised. no, I'm not kidding. But it was an excellent piece, Lou, and a wonderful job. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Now, let me see. Wow. Okay. I am going to try and figure out what the hell I'm doing. See, it's all Lou's fault. Just serving, there's Lou's fault that I am no longer functioning. You know, because I'm shaking my head over here. My brain is rattling around. Okay, let me see now. I'm going to put this piece up. I have an audio for this as well. It's called Lust with Trust by Shelley A.B. So let me hit the button. Here we go.
Lust with trust. My body is on fire. I'm alive with desire. You do set me alight when we can spend the night in a moment of lust, our eyes filled with trust. Your body on mine is simply sublime, brushing your lips with my fingertips. As we melt together, you stayed forever against my skin, feeling me within, gently teasing, erotically pleasing, bodies exploring, heartbeats are soaring, sensing electricity, climax in synchronicity. End poem.
Nice audio. And thank you for sharing that, Shelley. And Pam, do you want to start this one off?
Absolutely. This is wonderful. It has nice rhyme and flow. I like how the main message is about being physically attracted to someone, but at the same time, having a good level of trust with them. I really like your body all on mine is simply sublime, brushing your lips with my fingertips as we melt together. Wonderful lines there and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. And Lou,
what I liked about this poem, I hope I might page close, is not only, it's just so wonderful when a poet reads their own poetry, whether it's in a phone call or in a SoundCloud. But, you know, when you trust somebody, you do things that you don't do with anybody else, that you don't show anybody else, that privacy, that you know, like she says, you know, they know each other and they trust each other and they lust for each other. And she, you know, she says, my body's on fire. I'm alive with desire, you know, and then she says, you can do me all right when we can spend the night, you know, when you want to just become one person with that person and share all these visual, gently teasing, erotically pleasing, you know, the imagery in here just flowed naturally. It was, like Pam said, it was good rhyme and wonderful imagery on trust and love.
Nice comment, Leah. And Gray Eyes, how about you?
Yeah, I thought her SoundCloud was great reading this poem, but, you know, the poem's definitely romantic and endearing. You know, it's beautiful and it's gentle and loving appeal. So an excellent poem.
Nice comment. Yeah, I think that it was nice to hear Shelley read this piece. I think she read it with a nice soft voice, and I think that brought the imagery and the thoughts out a little bit more. I thought it was beautifully penned, and I enjoyed the rhythm and rhyme of the piece. You know, it was great imagery, and I loved how the intensity also grew in this poem, you know, kind of like Pam's did, you know, as you read on, it just grew and grew and grew, you know, to the eventual climax and synchronicity, and I think that was, you know, well done here. So thank you, Shelley. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for writing. Okay. Now, for my next magic trick. I have a piece for Gray Eyes to read, and it's by Gray Eyes.
I don't know if I can see tonight, that's for sure.
Close one eye if you're dizzy.
All right. Okay. This is called She Eases Over Me. She eases over me. Like dusk unto dawn, opens my eyes to see her and I forever on. Sweet serotonin kisses from my sultry mistress, lips to lips, tongue to tongue, each kiss another rung on the ladder of delight. Once we reach the top, we spread our wings in flight, together as one in the night. Her eyes gleam, stars in a heaven's dream. I run my fingers through her raven hair as my tongue licks her neck just there. Hands gently glide over hills to valley where softly and silky they begin to slide back and forth, up and down. He arches her back and calls out my name.
Gray Eyes! Gray Eyes, oh, Gray Eyes.
This is good practice. Now let's play the game and fold.
Okay, I didn't hear that last part. Do you want to repeat it again, Gray?
Oh, my God. Okay. Louie, you may as well start us off.
Oh, I have my brain's not working right now. I loved this one. Sweet serotonin kisses from my sultry mistress, lips to lips, tongue to tongue, each kiss another rung. you know, you even write sexy poetry. But I like it better when you excel what you really think and scream it out to the world.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a nice comment. Oh, God. Pam, have that too.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, that ending just cracked me up. I love how you do an impersonation of what a woman sounds like when she calls out your name. But this was really great. And that ending did crack me up. But I have to say, you also brought the heat. You know, I really liked the use of the word serotonin. Like sweet serotonin kisses from my sultry mistress, lips to lips, tongue to tongue, each kiss another rung. And I don't know about you ladies, but Gray certainly started to get my attention when he was reading really slowly back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forth. Yeah, forth.
That was torture.
Up and down. I was like, I just wanted him to get stuck on that part over and over again. Great work there, Gray. Well,
Pam, mention that. Okay, Pam, I want you all to know that those lines about back and forth, and up and down of water comes from Gray's house. That's why he's getting. And everybody knows that. You know, we don't want any doubts about why we're going there. Yep, now everybody knows. Gray, this is a great piece. I have to say, kind of get me going, but the piece in general was really good. I pulled two of the stanzas, and I said, you know, it was awesome and so many great lines, but I love these. She eases over me like dusk onto dawn. I love that. I thought that was just a wonderful image, you know, in my mind. Opens my eyes to see her, and I forever on. Sweet serotonin kisses from my sultry mistress. Lips to lips, tongue to tongue, each kiss another rung. I like those two lines, or two stanzas. I thought they were just really nice. But that first one, I did love that imagery of the dusk on to dawn. I thought that was great. So just wanted to say that. But, yeah, really wonderful piece. And I want to thank you for sharing. I'm so glad you wrote for tonight. Trust me, I'm laughing, but I'm not laughing at you. I thought it was great. The end.
Yes.
Really that was too good. Too good. Oh, my gosh. Let me see now. Okay. I'm going to grab this one for Pam. Miss Pam, I have one for you. Yeah, it's your turn because Bray just read. I have to keep track of myself. Okay, whenever you're ready. This is by My Angels 3.
All right. And She Hates Disintegration by My Angel 3, and it goes like this. They met through a mutual friend. Within seconds, there was an instant attraction, a pulsating urge to know more. His eyes followed her everywhere in the room, a glare of wanting. She was taken aback by his strong, instant longing. Days passed after that, and they talked every day for hours. They were infatuated. They met after work one night, went to a favorite burger place off the beaten path, and listened to the most old, beautiful love songs of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They decided to go to his place afterwards. He drove the whole way with his hand on her knee. Once back at his house, they devoured each other, noises never made before. He introduced her to Tori Amos for the first time. The song Little Earthquakes was playing. Little did she know the song would shape what they had become, they had became in the end. As the song played, he held a fistful of her hair. She closed her eyes methodically and slowly moved to the beat of the music as he reveled in the sensations overcoming him. It added such sensuality to what was already there between them, all-consuming, devouring, insatiable craving and firm roughness. Months went by of meeting routinely. He told her he loved her. She wasn't quite there yet. He stood steadfast, waiting patiently. Slowly she grew to love him. That just made the passion more intense. As time went by, little earthquakes would pulsate between them, ripping them apart with each rumble. The song became reality. Loud voices and resentment grew because he wanted more, which couldn't be. So they crumbled before their very eyes, as fierce as they started, they ended just as intensely. The little earthquakes became one big explosion that could never repair itself. They were ripped into pieces, never to be glued together again. All that remains are the memories and the tiny rips inside her, remembering when they had what they had until it changed 360 degrees and broke. Now he's just a distant memory. She can't say she wishes never happened, as she appreciates the lesson she needed to learn. End poem.
Nice read, Pam. Nice read. Louie, you want to start us off?
Yeah. I really love the read that Pam did of my angel's poem. You know, that hunger, that instant attraction that's just like a magnet that it keeps being pulled apart, but it always tries to pull back. And they did that for a while. But, you know, the intensity of this and how they were with each other for such a long period of time. And then as, you know, life goes on, things happen. And when things happen, people change. And sometimes somebody can accept that. Sometimes they can. And, you know, she says that as time went by, little earthquakes would pulsate between them, ripping them apart with each rumble. The song became reality. But I love the actual truthfulness. It was, you know, it's something that you can remember, you know, that or possibly have gone through. And it is sad.
Right, right. Nice comment, Leah. Nice comment. And Gray, how about you?
I agree with everything that Leah said, but, you know, to me this is truthful, hard-hitting, and impactful in its straightforwardness and, you know, its expression of a relationship that's ended and your memory of it. So just a beautiful poem on that subject. Excellent, right? Well read, Pam.
Nice. Nice job, Gray. And Pam, what you say?
Yeah, this definitely had a strong emotional impact. It was a powerful write on that kind of lust, that kind of affair that, you know, that burns really hot but then ends up dying out. You know, I really like her attention to detail, like how she brings in the song that would become their song and part of their memory, and how she, you know, brings in at the end the idea that, you know, even relationships that don't last or things that don't work out, you know, give us something that we can learn from them. So beautifully written and very well done.
Nice job, Pam. Nice job. Nice comment, everybody. You know, I thought this was a great piece. I thought it was excellent work, nicely written, and I thought the emotions were well expressed. You know, I thought it was a great recounting of memories revisited. So the story was well told. So thank you for sharing with us My Angels 3. Much enjoyed your poem. And now I have another audio. And this one is by Poetic Picasso. So I couldn't play you and Gray and Poetic Picasso all in a row because I was afraid that the radio would go up in flames. So
had to divide it up a little bit.
Oh, man.
Let me hit the button.
Darling, I know you want me. Muy caliente. You shiver as you listen to the erotic tones of my sexy voice. I know how much I stoke the sensual blaze in your deep desires. A nocturnal face of my naked body to be explored from top to bottom. By the urge blossoming from your inner thighs covered in whipped cream. And the sexual silhouette of a floating fantasy aroused. My fresh flash is the raw hunger you crave for with a powerful passion. Your longing lips beg for the suckling of my Spanish kiss. As the delectable flavor of chocolate and rum feed your mouth. Let me be the wet drops of the moisture of your dripping dream, a lingering laugh ignited by the fuego of my combustion. A rapture embracing you with the motion of my cosmic oscillation. And the hummingbird drinking from the nectar of your hibiscus with its tongue. Can you feel my beak? And your exhibition, fascination, sensation, excitation, culmination, satisfaction. Sobre tu seducción, tu tentación exótica. I'm your seduction, your exotic temptation. Ole, ole.
Oh, good God in heaven. Not only did you set the studio on fire, we might have taken all the blog talk down if I had played all three of them in a row. Holy mackerel. Excellent piece, Fred. Excellent. Excellent work. Holy jeez Louise. Pam, I'm going to have you start us off on this one. Oh,
no. Okie dokie. Well, first of all, I have to say muy caliente. oh, my gosh. This is it's beautiful. It's brilliant. I noticed that, you know, Frank also likes whipped cream. So, you know, but I really liked this all the way through. He definitely brought the heat. My fresh flesh is the raw hunger you crave for with a powerful passion. Your longing lips beg for the succulence of my Spanish kiss as the delectable flavor of chocolate and rum feeds your mouth. That's a wonderful flavor combination. Just beautifully written and very well done.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, Lulu, that brings it to you.
Okay, while he was reading this poem, I think I couldn't see. Words were changing. And then, of course, you know, everybody's thoughts run amok, especially mine. But, oh, my gosh, this was fuego. It was picoso as a delectable flavor of chocolate and rum feed your mouth. Let me be the wet drop of the moisture of your dripping dream, the lingering lust ignited by the fuego of my combustion. I literally could see a woman, you know, perspiring and dripping, and it just, you know, that sometimes you sweat, and I could literally see her, the sensual drops of her body hitting your body, and I could just see it just going, just burning off because you're so hot. That, you know, that steam's coming off your body. So, oh, my goodness. Oh, and then this one. Okay. I love this cup. What? I'm the hummingbird drinking from the nectar of your hibiscus with his tongue. I couldn't see there for a few seconds to hear you finish read the poem because I was like, you know, up in your metaphors.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Great comment, Lou. I mean, Gray, how about you? Jeez. Uh-oh.
You're on mute. Is he on mute?
I was.
But
I thought maybe
he
passed out or something.
Yeah, he did. But no, this was a fabulous read, and you know he definitely wins the title. That's for sure. The Spanish have taken over, and you know it is hypnotic and erotic, very visceral and engaging throughout the poem. So beautiful job. I crown me the champion.
Isn't anybody going to ask him about his beak?
His beak?
Going to ask him about
his beak.
His beak?
If you can't afford to do that, maybe. Metaphorically, come on, guys.
I guess that means it's my turn to comment. And Frank, I'm sending a coal truck to your house too. But Jesus God, we're gonna burn up Blog Talk tonight. Holy smokes, Frank! That's what I wrote. Holy smokes, Frank! It was so flippin' hot, amazing seductive, and most excellent imagery. You know, I was almost afraid to comment on the imagery because, you know, there's a lot of it. But it was definitely a top-notch right, and that's an excellent job, Frank. So I got to say,
You're not going to tell us which image you like best?
I don't think there was. I probably easier to tell you which one I didn't like, and I can't even find one of them. It was just. It was rating right. Let's put it that way.
Mm.
You're incorrigible. See, you get here on a Wednesday. Well, help us. That's all I like about having her.
There's nothing like a good laugh with good sensuality.
Yep. Bunch of devilish folks. And I love everybody. All good. That's what makes Wednesday so wonderful. And Gray Eyes, I have a poem for you. No. Do I? Yes. No. No, I don't. It's Lydia's turn to read. Duh.
Okay.
I felt wrong. Yeah, I have to go find that poem again. Because I had it, I saw it on my mouse, but it wasn't there. Here we go. This is the one I want. And, okay, Lydia. Here we go. And this is by Cress Tristet.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
I want to be seduced. Every day, so by Cress Tristet. Don't bother with black tie, red rose bouquets for the thorny, ungreen issues, or a gift of apricot negligee although I would not say no. However, do please clean your teeth. Let's go with the Workman dungarees without the diesel scent. Try spritzed with organic cider wood cologne. The planet's listening in. You could rustle up a canola salad or order a and some sushi. Pour me a glass of some rich champagne. Then slow down and brush the blonde wisp from my cheek. Wrap those muscular arms around my waist. Kiss me on my nape. Extol my beauty spot or pimple. Say my bloodshot, periwinkle eyes outsparkle my blue dress, and that the freckles on my nose are cuter than elfin stepping stones. Ouch. Mind my feet. Run your hand down my arching back, along my jaunty buttocks. Tell me to put down the pile of washing and steam iron, whispering, you're hotter. Or the togs and us look better wrinkled. Or perhaps, will you boogie woogie with me? And that my giggle is ragtime to your ears. After that, you may pull out your plaything of silk cuffs or blindfolds in midnight blue. But we make out in the bed, darling, not in the kitchen. Then you have lost my evening bet in poem.
Great read, love you. Great read. Gray, would you like to start us off on this one?
Sure. Beautiful read, Leah. And the poem was, I liked it. You know, it was straightforward. It had a great rhythm and flow to it. It was engaging. You know, it had wonderful metaphor. And I liked the way each line played into the next. It was definitely funny and sensual at the same time, which is not easy to do. So excellent job.
Great comment, Gray. And Pam, how about you?
Well, I thought this was a wonderful combination of sensuality and humor. I have to agree with Gray that it had a nice, straightforward style. I like how she's very open about what she wants. Like, you know, I want to be seduced, but, you know, why don't you clean up first? I really like where she says, run your hands down my arching back, along my jaunty buttocks, tell me to put down the pile of washing and the steam iron, whispering, you are hotter, or the togs in us look better wrinkled, or perhaps will you boogie woogie with me. I mean, it was just great fun. It had the idea of a relationship of two people who can laugh together. So beautifully written and very well done.
Absolutely. And Liu, how about you?
What I liked about this poem is that, to me, it was very real, very lifelike. The things that go on in a relationship, even her picture shows the house behind them. This appears to be a married couple. And, these are the things she wants, but she wants them her way. You know, she says she wants him to, you know, if they're going to make love, he needs to wash up and smell good, put some musk on, and it's always nice to kiss somebody that doesn't have food in their teeth. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, but it happened to me once, and I was like, oh, no, I'm not kissing you either. But, you know, it's just a hardworking man, a hardworking, woman. You know, he's working in his dungarees, and she's washing and cleaning. You know, but, you know, that's just something everybody does. But when you're in a relationship, you want that intimacy. And there's nothing wrong with that, you know, you know, go, no, I'm not going to do that, you know, when you're just new. But when you've been in a relationship, you get comfortable and you're able to, you know, tell the other person what you would like to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. And I like that.
Nice. So nice comments, everybody. I just say I love how Crestor said spoke of all the everyday realities. The great, I thought it was a great both feet on the floor kind of right. You know, the seductions that most real people can do. You know, when you're together and you're together for any length of time, reality, you know, sinks in. You know, you're working people, you're taking care of the house, you're taking care of the home, you're taking care of the car, you're taking care of the kids. You know, you're mowing the lawn, you know, it's like there's just that the responsibilities of everyday life. It's not all like, you know, red roses and wine, you know, like it said in the beginning. It's that's just not what life is really about, like the real world. It's nice if you're trying to set a stage or you're trying to put it out there in such a way that it's all staged. But, you know, in the real world, this is the way life happens, you know. You know, we may not all be able to relate to every little segment of this, but I think we can all relate to parts of it. And I think in that respect, I think it was really a wonderful job. So thank you, Chris, for sharing with us. Great job. Okie dokie. Oh, now I got to get another one with them. Audio. With an audio. An audio. Don't mind me. I'm just going to have a little nervous breakdown. Not really. Okay. I got this one. And then there was this piece. Hi, Valentina Holloway. I do believe. How did the Facebook button go? My buttons are hiding on me. I can't handle it. Okay, Valentina Holloway. Interwoven.
Interwoven. I reach for you. A secluded spot. Blanket on the grass. Sunlight dappled through the leaves. In the stillness, we brush fingers. Soft skin painted with silken touch. You kiss my stomach, downward. My thighs parted. Dewy petals rub against your mouth. I moan. I unfold you with my lips, unhooking the notches of your spine as you throb. You undo my hips with firm fingertips. We are not birds, but we fly. We are not water, but our bodies collide and waves crash. My leg swings across your hips. You thrust. My knees move back and forth against silk. I ride, merged, slowly, quickened. I control your ascent. You devour my breasts. You have never felt this emotion. I give it your name. You give it mine. Language is lost. We speak in tongues. Passion bursts in wildflowers. We grip each other through spasms. You fill me until you are emptied. Wet serpent between my legs. Spent. Pulsing. Uncoiled. Your fingers tangle in my hair. It flows against your body. I rest upon your chest, tracing patterns to your heartbeat. Seduced, you reach for me. Again, hardened, I lay against soft pillows as clouds float above. Glorious rhapsody in bliss. You and I, interwoven every time.
Sorry, guys. I got hung up in the green room. Okay. Bim, what's up on this one?
Did you say my name?
Mm-hmm. I did.
All right. Yeah, this is beautiful and brilliant all the way through. I really liked the imagery in this. I unfold you with my lips, unhooking the notches of your spine as you throb. You undo my hips with firm fingertips. We are not birds, but we fly. We are not water, but our bodies collide and waves crash. You know, beautiful lines, really expresses passion very well and an excellent write.
Nice. Nice comment, Pam. And Lou, you, how about you?
I really like this stanza where she writes, language is lost. We speak in tongues. Passions burst in wallflowers. We grip each other through spasms. You fill me until you are emptied. You know, that was just beautiful and so sensual. And then, you know, of course she goes on that I thought this was beautiful too. Your fingers tangle in my hair. It flows against your body. And you could just see this lover's doing this. I rest upon your chest, tracing patterns to your heartbeat. And there was a lot of visual sensuality in here. It must have been in the air today. We are not birds, but we poet. But we fly. We are not water, but our bodies collide and waves crash. My leg swings across your hip. You thrust. I mean, yummy. What can I say?
Oh, God.
So I shall let others tell us their delicious thoughts.
I've got to tell you that if we had a leak tonight, if there was a gas leak tonight, we'd take out many a state. That's what I'm going to say about that.
No, you know, she took a wonderful SoundCloud with this, and the poem's deeply engaging and erotic and hypnotic. You know, it really has a beauty to it that flows throughout the end, you know, picturing the joining of these two as they make their way through their encounter is just a fabulous expression of intimacy.
Absolutely. Well, I have to tell the truth. I was in the green room while this was the audio was being read on this, and I think that I kind of
had a fire. You've got a fire extinguisher?
I'm going to bring one next week. You can bet on that. Imagine if I ran all five pieces side by side, but we can be like. But this was a beautiful piece, and it was so very descriptive. Wonderful imagery, and I gotta be good. It was a hot little piece. Yes. Frank, go ahead and say it. Muy caliente. Definitely beautiful work, and I don't know. I don't think I have enough coal trucks to go all the places we need to go tonight. So I didn't think I'd run out of coal. I mean, I had a whole mine full of it there at one point, but hot stuff tonight. Okay, everybody, just amazing. Amazing. Yes, you did, Frank. I saw it. Okay, Gray, I have one for you to read. So here we go. Oh, my gosh. This is by Gray Wolf.
Called Lustrous. Subtle shades and brilliant hues of chroma envisioned scatter across the boundless surfaces of my mind, where you turn and glide, filling the taut canvas of my imagination with a graceful motion, dazzling my senses and reflecting from infinite facets of conception. Each exquisite turning and delicate movement, tinted in pigment of imagination's palette, now languorous and seductive, then sweeping and flying beyond, rude boundaries of conformity, too brash and bold, wild abandon pulling you towards ecstasy. Your every move and pose, well, my desire, you bend and extend words and body as one. With ardent brush, I limb your every curve outline, each voluptuous swell with yearnings tempera, all surfaces of your body, my impassioned inks cover with strokes of luminous craving, till all radiant color of my spectrum flows across and in you, covering you in endless shifting iridescence, filling you with the aura of pulsing candescence and full.
Nice read, Brian. Nice read. I don't know where I'm supposed to start this time. So, Pam, I'm going to start at the top with you.
All right. Well, I thought this had wonderful imagery and metaphors all the way through. I really like that it talks about the different, it seems to talk about the different textures of a woman's body, you know, of exploring and getting to know somebody. I really like each exquisite turning and delicate movement tinted in pigment of imagination's palette, now languorous and seductive, then sweeping and flying beyond rude boundaries of conformity to brash and bold. It's a wonderful exploration of sensuality, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Great comment. And Lou, you have that too.
Yeah, you did a great read on this poem, Gray, and I really enjoyed this poem by Gray Wolf. There's so many different types of imagery that he used so well that you could see it in your mind. Like when he starts off, subtle shades and brilliant hues of chroma and vision scatter across boundless surfaces of my mind. You know, and when you're thinking of somebody and, you know, you just, you know, and I don't know if you've heard it, but I've heard it several times where somebody will call somebody and they were thinking of each other and they both pick up the phone at the same time. You know, it just seems like that where, he said that he's wild abandon pulling you towards ecstasy. He wants this person to come into his world. It's not just he wants in his mind and in the hues and his canvas. It's just a gorgeous poem from the top to the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great comments, you guys. This is a beautiful piece. Wonderful, wonderful imagery all the way through. When you turn and glide, filling the taut canvas of my imagination with graceful motion, dazzling my senses and reflecting from infinite facets of conception. It's just each one of these stanzas is a real gem, a real jewel, because it's got so much in it. Wonderful imagery, and then it turns into thoughts from him in return to the imagery, and I find that it was really, really exceptionally well done. So thank you so much, Gray Wolf, for sharing with us. I definitely enjoyed this very much. Mm-hmm. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I think we're going to use that same prompt next week. No, 3 weeks. Amazing. Okay. I don't know, Gray. We might have to keep you real busy. I got a couple more fellow pieces here. So, just saying. I'm going to.
Well, he should be. able to read really good after that yodeling he did.
What a great one. Okay, I'm going to put up by Naomi Sarah right now. And I might just go back to Gray for one more after that. But let me see what we're doing.
Oeuvre d'or. You shake me like a sculptor into a song. It's in the melody of your fingertips, drawing the contours of my being as a sea which caresses the coast, wave after wave, changing the pattern of the land. Continent giving away its fine sand, its porous rocks, its shores covered with moss, making me thine. And I breathe you in through every pore of my skin as you fill my veins, your tide slowly washing in, till together entwined we soar. Dragonflies drifting between earth and sea, sun sparkling on our wings, beacons of light splitting the air, and I swept up into the dance, the soft symphony of your arms, to guide me gently higher and higher to the outskirts of the sky. Together we glide through the sweet taste of rainbows, and on to new heights we fly on our moans of ecstasy, ricocheting off the rocky outcrops of mountaintops and through verdant valleys that lie far beyond.
Are you on mute, Phil?
Why, yes, I was. I guess that's why, Lou, you did not start commenting, because I was on mute when I hit.
You know, this is such a sensual, naturalistic poem of love and passion. This was like almost looking at a work of art being painted, and I really love this stanza. I breathe you in through every pore of my skin. As you fill my veins, your tides slowly washing, you know, together entwined we soar. You know, the imagery is soft, it's visual, and at the same time it's powerful with some of the things she talks about. But most, you know, I found that most of the things in here were just the metaphors and everything that she, you know, turned in, and just, you know, as somebody that makes a beautiful necklace, this is a beautiful jewel of a poem.
Absolutely. So great comment, Lou. And Gray, how about you?
I found the poem to be transcendent in its beauty. You know, she carries the reader aloft on the wind of beauty in her poem. So just a wonderful ability to carry somebody aloft and play your poem. Beautiful
nice.
Read as well.
Nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. And, oh God, where did I start with that? Pam, I didn't ask you yet, did I?
No, you did not. And this, but this was an amazing write. First of all, as always, she did a beautiful read of it. I love the way that this is about love that transports you, that, you know, lifts you up and helps to create you into who you are. And it's beautiful all the way through, but I especially like, and I swept up into the dance of the soft symphony of your arms, as you guide me gently higher and higher to the outskirts of the sky. Wonderful lines there, beautifully written and very well done.
Great comment, Pam. Yeah, wonderful comments all the way around. And I, you know, I thought this was a wonderful piece. Great imagery, lovely expressive write, and excellent work. And I really enjoyed it. So thank you, Naomi, as always, for sharing with us. Really great piece and a great recording. That is for sure. And it is 5 minutes or 12. Gray, I am going to come back to you, and I'm going to ask you to read this piece by Poeta de Cabra, and I'll figure out my carryovers. There you go.
Okay, this is called My Greek Seductress by Poeta de Cabra. From the minute we were first introduced by you, I have longed to be seduced. Movie star looks had me mesmerized, along with the sexy come to bed eyes. In your flowing gown, you look so divine. I tremble as I poured your glass of wine. Gorgeous olive skin and a Greek accent, my nostrils filled with your womanly scent. The party was getting lively and the music loud. You led me upstairs, away from the crowd, into a bedroom with a large four-poster bed, and smiled at the thought of what may lay ahead. Ripped away my glass, placed it on a side table. Could see that I was obviously willing and able. Tanned body revealed as your gown fell to the floor. Stumbled backwards onto the bed at sight I saw. Ripped off my shirt and jumped off on top of me. Started kissing me so wantingly and passionately. Could certainly tell that I was in for one hell of a ride as they threw the rest of my clothing to one side. Within just a few seconds, two became one. Long night of passion and lovemaking had begun. Many, many times I dreamed of this night. It is true, but never did I believe I'd be seduced by you. End poem.
And again, she's on mute.
you can see that I'm on mute. Then maybe
just come on, Phil. tell Pam the truth. You had to go get your inhaler.
Oh, no. Well, look, I got the air conditioner on, the fans on. I got a fan in my hand.
I'm joking.
What the hell do people want from me today? Anyway, Pam, I was saying, how about you will start us off, is what I was saying to the mute button.
Ah, okay. Well, I would be happy to. First of all, wonderful read, Gray. I thought this was a wonderful story style poem about meeting someone and being instantly attracted to them. And I really liked this all the way through. It was fun. It was creative. You know, I liked the part about being ready, willing, and able, and then this ripped off my shirt and jumped on top of me, started kissing me so wanting and passionately, you know, could certainly tell I was in for one hell of a ride. So excellent write and very well done.
Nice comment, Pam. How about you, hon? Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to tease Poeta. I'm surprised he remembered what furniture was in the room. Because, you know, I loved that as a man and as a poet. He had details in here. You could just see everything happening. It was like watching, you know, like a 15-minute short film where you meet somebody and you end up finding out that you hook up together, and what you know, I can just imagine his excitement when she ripped away his glass and placed it on the table. So she was getting down to business. Forget the wine. I love the imagery throughout. all the way to the end, to be in love with somebody, and never thinking you would be with them, and he was.
Absolutely.
It's a good storyline.
Poetta got a kick out of your furniture remark. And Gray, you want to come? Poetta, he made a comment in the room. He loved the furniture remark. Absolutely. Say that. How about you?
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, it really captures the moment between two lovers that start out as strangers and end up, in bed and spending the night together. I said this is a beautiful in its presentation of a lively connection between two strangers.
Yes. It's a story of spontaneous combustion, I believe. This was a great piece by Poetta. And I'm kind of glad that he put it up. I mean, I haven't seen anything from him in a while, quite a while.
Yeah, so missing him.
Yeah, so this was very refreshing to see a piece by him on a Wednesday. And it was just really well done. I like the imagery throughout, and I think that he did a great job. Yes. So, anyway, that brings this night to a close. I want to thank you, Lou, and thank you, Guy, and thank you, Pam, for calling up and putting up with me from the beginning. Wise guy with her. She's mutating again. See how they do me, guys? I'm only kidding. Somebody's got to bust my chops. But what a warm night of poetry. I've got, the windows are all closed, the fans are on, the air conditioner's on. Cold. Part of me is cold. You're a funny old girl. I'm getting old and I'm getting up there. You guys are going to do me in someday. But what a way to go. just excellent night of conversation. I thank you all for joining in and being part of it. And I have four carryovers for Friday, and they are Daniel Duhame, Dammit Dave, Martha Gettle, and Rain 474. Everything was great, and I can't wait to have a little bit of a frisky Friday. So I hope you all have a wonderful night and great rest.
You too.
Feel free to join me anytime. I'm here every day, but I never know what's going to be going on. So take care of yourselves, and thanks again, as always. Wonderful show and wonderful poetry. Great comments and reading.
Good night, Bill.
Thanks again. Good night.
Agreed.
Thank you, Joe.
Great show. Night, great show, Phil and Pam.
Good night, Lou.
I had a great time. Good night.
Me too. It was great. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.